This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
Hey, joining us now live in the studio. We're really excited. We've got some guests here from the Emerging Writers Festival.
We do. We have two special guests today, Scott Limbrick and Samine Porsche.
Yay!
Crowd goes wild.
The Emerging Writers Festival is coming up. It's starting tomorrow, in fact. Mm-hmm. And Scott is the host of a show called History's Fakest Speeches, Turning Points. And Samine is a writer and performer who is also going to be performing an original character in the show.
It's, well, I mean, some people are going to be doing characters. Yeah. I am going to be doing character. I'm like, how did you know that? But yes, I'm going to be a character that is like part fascist leader, part Daenerys Targaryen, and the last episode of Game of Thrones.
That sounds
bad,
amazing.
Bad Danny.
And maybe just kind of mix in, like, maybe Pauline Hanson was right, and us Asians do want to swamp Australia.
How did you all know? So let's take a step back and talk about the concept of the show, because it does sound like it could be a lot of different things. Scott, do you want to tell us about how you've narrowed it down to being one particular concept?
Yeah, so the concept is by Elise Phillips and I, who will be co-hosting the event. Yeah. We came up with it. We were kind of looking for ways, because Melbourne's got a big literary community, a big comedy community, looking up for a concept that would bring those together. So we came up with Great Speeches in History as this broad concept. So the idea is to let people do characters or not characters as they prefer, but the basic idea is they're doing a big famous speech from history that never happened.
Right.
Yeah, so they can be a person that existed in history, or they can be a completely fake person and deliver a speech that changed the world in the world that they've imagined.
And I'm going to ask, is this scripted or is it improv?
Scripted.
It's all scripted.
Preferably, we're hoping the artist will write something beforehand.
I don't know how it's to work.
Depends how prepared
just doing a speech from the stairs. And it's happening at the Brunswick Mechanics Institute, which is
a fun great venue. I performed there. Yes, for my first ever show. Are you in the intimate theatre or the big one?
I believe the intimate one. I'm not 100% sure.
Does it have like over 100
seats? I'm
hoping
it's the intimate theatre.
Oh, yeah, that's the big one. Yeah, I was in the little one. It had like 20 seats. So okay. I'm sure you have you'd be able to sell lots, especially with Game of Thrones fans.
Well, you know, I'm just in it for the wigs.
And when we say speeches, is it a speech or is it like maybe a sermon or a lecture? Or does it sort of transcend all of that?
So it kind of transcends any of that. So the artist can decide what format they're giving, as long as it's something that's theoretically delivered as a historical speech, they can do any format they like. So a graduation lecture could conceivably be a historical speech if it's...
Yes, you know, speech is speech. I imagined it to be like a kind of like Evita addressing the people type speech.
From the balcony, yes.
Yeah, that's how I just wanted to live my Madonna moment. but that's how I imagined it. But, you know, everybody who is going to be performing that evening is going to be imagining it in a different way. And I think that as writers and performers, we were lucky enough to have that fluidity and the lack of boundaries to interpret that in whichever way. So there is going to be that openness and range. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to leave it open because it's for comedians and writers. So some people will be more comfortable doing very big performances and some people will be more about the written text of the speech and delivered in a different way. We wanted to leave it pretty open.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just reading your bio, Samine, and you've led a very interesting life so far. Mm-hmm. You describe yourself as a queer Iranian-born Muslim who arrived in Australia as a refugee.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you've even done Big Day Out, Sounds from the Other City, and Manchester Contemporary Art Fair. How do you perform at Big Day Out as a visual artist, or did you do comedy?
Well, I work in performance, so I come from a conceptual art background, so I spend a lot of time being unemployed. I have a concession card, I don't want to brag. But I also come from a performance background and performance art as a form of visual art, so I like play. and I do bring those things. So I've done, I think we did zombie karaoke at Big Day Out.
Cool.
It was mostly me covered in, like, I think barbecue sauce and beans as poo, singing Cherry Bomb by The Runaways over and over. Again, it was wonderful. But yeah, and I also work in a fine arts context.
And you're not employed. It's just...
Yeah. I know.
Put that on your CV. I don't understand.
I'm as surprised as you are, James.
She knows how to
I'm
work
coming for your job.
This is all voluntary. We don't get paid either.
Yeah. Barking up the wrong tree.
But yeah, I do. I come from all those backgrounds, and I'm very proud to be a queer Muslim refugee. And these things inform who we are, and humor is a big part of, I think, like, my cultural identity, and I think it's a big part of my sexual identity as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very proud to be here today.
And it's fed into the work that you produce as well?
Yeah, it does in lots of ways. I mean, I'm, you know, that's who I am, but it's not all I am, obviously. Like, a lot of us understand that. But I draw upon those things, and, you know, it's that beautiful diamond that's multifaceted, and you go show all sides.
Yeah. We're all diamonds shining in our own unique way.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like
that
a
could
diamond.
Be a speech.
It could be. I'm really inspired. Why was I not booked for this show? I'm like, I'm keen.
We're hoping to do it again. So.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So you want it to become a regular night as well?
Yeah, we're hoping to do a few of them every couple of months, get different lineups, and record the speeches as podcasts if we can. So
that sounds amazing.
People can listen in.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Tell us a bit more about where we can find information about the show.
Yeah, so probably the first place for the series as a whole is the Great Speeches in History Facebook page. And then for tickets for next week's event on Wednesday the 26th at 7 o'clock at the Brunswick Mechanics Institute, is just through the Emerging Writers Festival website.
Fantastic. Starts tomorrow. Better get booking for all of those fantastic events. You just heard from Scott Limbrick and Salmone Porsche, who are starring in History's Fakest Speeches, Turning Points.
Sounds great. Yeah. Look forward to it. Good luck. Yeah. Chookers. We should say chookers, shouldn't we? Chookers.
Break a leg.
Yep. Thank you so much for having us. We're really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Stick around. There's more to come. You're on Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.